all the mixes off. Hello. Mix. La, la,
la, la, good la, evening, la, la, la. Everyone. Good,
yeah. Fuck, man.
Dude, we've been gone for like a month at
it's
least.
It's been a month. You know, but at whenever
no,
we
a little
have,
bit more than a month.
The last time we had the hiatus, it was a month as well. No, it was a little bit longer. No, it was about a month. Mm-hmm. It was about a month. Hello. We are Intellectual Kink.
With the cutest little Dixie cups ever in the fucking world.
Okay, so you know, we've been gone from the studio for like a month, and now we're back. Yay, we're back. We're not going to be doing the show, FYI, just a quick business. We're not going to be doing the show weekly, but we will be doing the show bi-weekly, and I hope you all know what that means, because most of you are probably paid bi-weekly. We haven't as of yet decided... can't think which day. It looks like Wednesday is not going to work out for my work schedule, but we're
yeah. For those of you who listen live, you'll know.
Just obsessively pay attention to our Twitter, as you should be anyway.
Obviously,
and then you'll be fine. yeah, so here we are. So we've got the first thing when we come back is Jeremy sends an email. You know, we love Jeremy. We've known him since the beginning of Skid Row Studios, and we fucking love him to death.
I kind of miss his cat. Is that weird?
I fucking miss his loft. I miss smoking in the studio. I mean, now I don't smoke, but I miss smoking in the studio. Anyway, so Jeremy sends an email welcoming us back. Hey, everybody, welcome Intellectual Kink. They're back to the show. They're back to the studio, blah, blah, blah. The first thing we get, was it Nestor who said it? Or was it that Johnny guy? Anyway, the first thing we get is, oh my God, we have a water cooler. I'm like, okay.
This is the news.
We have a water cooler. This is exciting. And I'm like, well, okay, we have a water cooler. And they have these little teeny tiny, for those that are watching a video, these little teeny tiny like Dixie cups. And they have all of these words and stuff on it. And Nancy is freaking out. The unexpressed little inside of her is having like a little jig of joy. It's
Johnny. Johnny was the one that responded Johnny. About the water cooler.
See, I know. I kind of know a little bit what I... And I just heard his voice.
Well, excuse me. I mean, it says...
Oh, fucking velvet.
So look. It has seahorses on it. And then it says, dive in and find the two matching seahorses. And then there's another one that has monkeys on it. And it says, hang in there until you find the two matching monkeys. I want to hang in there and find the two matching monkeys.
So Have you officially come out as little
Listen,
yet?
That is a different show.
Has that happened?
And
it's not, so I wonder if you can guess which animal is in my hand. Who can find the two matching?
Owl.
Yes.
Can I get a? Can I get a gold star?
I would throw you a peanut or something, a Skittle. Skittle.
Whole fucking circle.
For anybody who has listened to the show for a while, that Skittle thing is fucking hilarious. That never happened. I feel like we still need to do some business.
Yeah.
So a lot has actually happened in the past month.
I quit smoking and I changed to a vape, which
That's
is awesome.
Not quitting smoking. She's still smoking. She's vaping. I, on the other hand, am not smoking nor vaping, although the vaping is
Jeez,
kind of cool.
Self-righteous much?
I care about my lungs and my body and the earth. I'm kidding. I don't fucking give a shit. If you want to smoke, it's fine. I don't care. In fact, I'll probably bum a cigarette off of you at one of those moments and I'll still claim myself as a non-smoker. Yep. Anyway. So she quit smoking. I started a new job, like a real job, you know, like moving money and stuff like that. But that's all minor compared to the really, really big thing.
Oh, you mean I cut like 11 inches off of my hair? That's the big thing. Probably right now?
No, that happened before the show ended.
Oh, it did? Oh,
that happened a while ago. But the big thing is that Nancy and I decided to end our DS relationship. Mm-hmm. So we sit here across from one another as peers and as friends, but no longer as connected, as dominant and submissive.
Excuse me, not just friends, BFFs.
Oh my God, we're totally BFFs. FFFFFFFFFFFFF, as they say in This Is the End, best movie ever. So, And to clarify, we're not discussing that now because we're not ready to. We've had some very adult and frank conversations, but we haven't had the really ugly talk. The really ugly talk. Y'all know, I mean, if you want to maintain friends with exes, you got to have that ugly talk where you talk about the shit that fucking pissed you off.
You know, and I've never done that because I don't stay friends with exes.
Right, you don't. So. But we're BFFFFFFFFs, as we've decided. And so it's one of those. We at some point have to have that. We're not ready to have that right now. No. It's cool. We're both really busy with stuff, but at some point it'll happen. I bet it'll happen over alcohol. I'm just being real honest about that. Yeah. Anyway, so, but we are maintaining a friendship. We've always been much better friends than we've been DS. We've actually struggled in the DS for quite some time, as anybody who's been listening to the show knows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's that. We will talk about that another day. That's not what we're talking about today.
Nope.
As per usual, we came up with the topic over dinner.
Of course.
Because that's what we do, because we plan and plan. You know, people that like produce shows and shit, we do it over pasta. That's when it's going to happen. Although mine was salmon, but she was pasta. It looked really good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was happy with my salmon. And the wine sauce, by the way. Anyway. So it was funny because we were talking about, hey, you know, we can just do a what the fuck episode, which are always fantastic. And I'm feeling very what the fucky. It's like it's moving in that direction. But I can reel it in. I'm a professional. I was going to say, well, we can talk about kind of what's been going on in the kink community and how things are going. Well, for example, this upcoming Friday, we're having a femdom party. And at the femdom party, it's Femme Fatale. It's a threshold, FYI, if you all want to go. There's a class that happens at 8, and the party's at like 9:30 or something like that. But the class is for everybody. But the class is being taught by a femdom, and the class is cunnilingus, you know, how to eat pussy.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where we've always kind of talked about how sex and BDSM is linked, but it's for me, it just isn't necessarily. And what I thought of is it is linked because sex is in fact used as a method of maintaining and controlling power in a consistent manner, especially in BDSM.
Right.
So I was like, that sounds like a fun topic. I really don't have anything else to add other than maybe what I've just said. I'm kidding. I'm sure I do. But and Nancy thankfully agreed.
Yes.
So, you know, why did you agree? Why did you think that this could be a thing?
That this could be a thing?
This could be a thing. I'll make you do voices because I'll do it.
You know, it's strange because I'm sure we will discuss whenever we have this, you know, episode on our breakup. In recent weeks, sex, that can totally happen at the drop of a hat if that is what I wanted.
So you're not having sex because you don't want sex?
Well, I mean, before it was kind of like, you know, there was a process. It was a procedure. It had to get in the correct, you know, triplicate and all that shit, right?
Right, absolutely.
And now there's not that. So I can't be like, oh, I'm not having the sex because, you know, there's that.
You can't blame me.
I can't blame you. And I can't, like, there's nothing to hide behind anymore. I can't be like, well, no, this isn't the right time. Blah, 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 blah. Like, there's no...
I have to check with mistress. Blah, blah, none of that.
Yeah, okay. You know? Don't.
I'm drinking from my little Dixie cup.
No, but I can see that shit that, like, you're taking mental note of, like,
How can I not take mental notes? I want to be able to have a cogent conversation with you throughout the show. So I must take mental notes.
You just fuck right off with that.
Yeah, I can fuck right off. And you want to know what? So can you. Because you don't have to ask for permission anymore.
Anyways, but I mean, my initial thought was that, right? And then I thought, damn, I'm kind of out of practice.
Of having sex?
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's not a scary thing, but it's an intimidating thing because sometimes I feel like being a lesbian means that I am almost kind of beholden to this more sexualized being, which I feel like, you know, sometimes there's that stereotype of like, oh, lesbian sex, so sexy, blah, 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 blah.
I think it depends on who you talk to, because that's definitely not my impression of lesbians. And then again, my sister's a lesbian, so I don't look at her and think sex.
No, you
don't.
That's
weird.
That is weird.
So, you know, I look at her and think comfortable shoes.
So, you know.
And maybe she should pluck her eyebrows.
You and your fucking ADD. Wow.
I have an eyebrow thing.
I should never have a conversation with you about shit.
And yet I'm taking mental notes. Go on with your sexualized lesbian and intimidating fear.
Thank you.
See? Just because it's shiny doesn't mean I'm not paying attention to the boring stuff. I'm kidding.
But yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where I feel a little intimidated because now I feel like, well, wait, what if this whole time it wasn't so much that it was just kind of like, I haven't done it in a long time. I'm a little scared to do it. So I'm just going to be like, sorry, can't do it. You know?
So you're not going to eat pussy because you haven't done it in a while. So you're no, just going
I'm not
to
saying
exacerbate
that I'm not
gonna,
no,
situation.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to eat pussy because I haven't done it in a long time. I'm saying that I'm ready to admit that my skills may not be up to par, you know?
All right.
So, I mean, it doesn't, it's just the same thing. Yes. That's part of the reason why I was like, yeah. The other part of the reason was the vagina is pretty powerful.
It is. Do you know that my phone capitalizes vagina every single time?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Because of the power of the vagina. Mm-hmm. Let's mm-hmm. be honest. It right. won't capitalize penis.
As it shouldn't.
But vagina, it does.
Right. But, you know, there's something really powerful about that. And for me, at least, it's definitely one of those things where like, huh? Yes. What? Whatever you'd like.
When vagina is theoretically dangled in your face, you find focusing a difficult thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, you could be like me and find focus difficult no matter what. So.
What about you? Why was this...
For me, I mean, I've had a long-standing, I've had a lot of trials and tribulations with how sex and BDSM are linked. Because, hey, vibrating phone. Because traditionally, people talk about how you evolved BDSM from sex. And I'm not saying that that's not the case for me. I mean, I did, but it was in a slightly non-traditional way. And I... In almost, if not all, of my BDSM practice, I didn't have sex with my submissive partners. I don't enjoy having sex with submissive partners. It just doesn't work for me. I prefer from sex to be on a more of an equal footing. And so for me, I've always looked at it, and they've been very compartmentalized. There's sex, and then there's BDSM, and they weren't connected. And I feel that if I'm going to, you know, play the part of an educator... I have to look at the validity that sex is a significant component of BDSM to many, many practitioners. And why is that? And how is that? And what do they do with it? And is it simply a pleasure principle or is there more to it? And you know, our show is all about, there's always more to something. Mm-hmm. And so I look in my generally observational way and I see how sex is used as a control tactic. I see how it's used... is a manipulative way, even from the bottom side. I've seen it all over the place. And it's interesting because that it's just, I don't have conclusions on a lot of things. I have observations. But I realized that that's something that we haven't talked about. And it's really, we've been doing the show for
mm-hmm.
2.5 years, something yeah. like that. It's hard for us to find a topic we have not done.
Yeah.
So...
And I think part of the reason why we never really broached that subject is because we sure as fuck weren't having sex like that.
Right. Well, we had discussed to a degree my sense that I separate sex. I think we've had a sex in BDSM, but it really was more about my like, hey, I separate and some people don't. And I think that I didn't not lend enough credence, but shine enough light on this really massive component of BDSM, which is sex. Mm. So that's why it came to mind. And I realized that it's going to be a weak spot for me. So I'm evolving.
I think, you know, I mean, I hear from the hetero women.
That they like penis?
Well, I've always
not capitalized penis.
No. I've always had this perception of those male, female, hetero power exchange relationship-y type things. That
so het male dom.
Yes.
Okay.
that sex is a very, everything's very sexualized.
Yes.
And I think even outside of kink, you know, I think we'd be remiss to say that sex doesn't have, sex is power in today's world. It just is. Sex sells. It's blah, 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 blah.
I believe it was Oscar Wilde that said, everything is about sex, except for sex. Sex is about power.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, then I start thinking about, okay, so what is it that these male het dom guys have?
Dudes.
Individuals.
Men with penis.
What are they doing differently? Differently, from lesbian? No, forget about the lesbian. I mean, just kind of the way that they use sex. Because, I mean, you've seen those scenes, right?
You've seen those scenes where it's
like mega sex charged, like hugely sex charged. And it's not, at least I haven't seen that in other people's scenes. So I wonder, like, what are they doing differently?
Personally, I think that we can't look at that and not take a step back and look at societal roles. And I know that I'm beating a dead horse and I talk about this all the time, but I talk about it more from a femdom perspective where, you know, it's kind of, I'm in a reverse societal position. But if we look at traditional expectations of gender roles, the traditional expectation for the gender role of the man is to be dominant, is to be in control, to be in power. The traditional gender role for a female is to be submissive to the man. You know, it's all over various types of society throughout the centuries. And the penis is a clear, you know, sign of power and possessing a penis, et cetera, all of that. I'm not going to get into my waxing philosophy about it. But I think that when you take that as kind of a very firm basis for any het male dom fem sub relationship, it continues to carry and further drive this, it enhances this sexualization. So it's already okay for the man to be in charge. We've accepted that as just a truism. And so BDSM kind of takes not even a magnifying glass, it takes a microscope to whatever it is that you're doing. And it makes it appear to be much, much bigger, much more intense than it might have been previously. Mm-hmm. So taking into consideration that you're doing the microscope on a very traditional heterosexual male, heterosexual female relationship, then that takes that kind of BDSM play to that next level where it's increasingly sexualized. And additionally, I mean, BDSM is on some level about pleasure. And I'm not even talking about physical pleasure. I'm not even talking about orgasms. I mean, I get pleasure because I get into top space when I beat somebody. You know, that's how I go. I mean, I get into top space when I have intense intellectual conversations as well. So but that gives me some kind of pleasure. That being said, you can layer the pleasure upon layer where you're not just getting physical gratification. Let's say, you know, she's bound and spread and her head is back and, you know, you're face fucking her and you can see your cock go down her throat kind of thing, which has all sorts of layers of power in there. She's immobile. She's completely at your whim. And what is it that you choose to do? And you choose to have her pleasure you, which is a massive symbolism of power, of control, of who is the weaker and who is the stronger. And sex is the driving force in that because it's kind of that's the penis. And at the same time, there's intense amount of pleasure because both parties are getting massive amounts of pleasure because that's something that they both enjoy. Mm-hmm. So was that long and convoluted and did it make any sense?
It was a little convoluted, but it made sense.
Okay, good. Perfect. Fantastic.
Yes. Awesome. Well, and I think one of the things, and I don't know if it's maybe... No, I'm going to say yes, it is to do with sex. But, you know, when someone on the top side is, you know, doing a thing or putting someone on the bottom side through a situation where there are these...
Are you being intentionally vague?
Hold on. Yes, I am. Okay, fine. I'll be specific. You know, when you, for instance, when you put a dude in chastity, there is a specific knowledge base that you should have in terms of his junk, right?
Okay.
My assumption. Because in order for you to get your desired results, then you would have that knowledge, right? I mean, how, like, for instance, let's bring up 21.
I miss him.
I miss him too. But I think I miss him. Maybe I miss him for a different reason.
You totally miss him for a different reason.
Yeah. Okay. Moment of silence over. but for instance, you know.
I would be fucking thinking about him all night.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Not sorry.
Go on. Go on.
But for instance, you know, that was a case where, you know, you asked someone to be in chastity the end of the result was how long can you be in chastity for, right?
No.
What was it?
His name is 21 for a very specific reason. We met by happenstance that, you know, he needed to masturbate every day, and I had happened to have read an article like 2 days prior that had said that the ultimate male orgasm happens after 21 days of chastity.
Okay.
And it turned into a challenge, and he is very much an alpha, and he wanted that challenge, and I'm like, okay, go ahead. And that was, you know, that's how that happened. 21, that's why his name is 21.
Okay. So, but I'm, that scientific experiment that was conducted gave you some sort of knowledge, right? I mean, yes, you read the article and you saw the research and blah, 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 blah. But the real-time exercise of that gave you...
You gather data.
Right.
Yes.
So what I'm getting at is that data then gets you your desired result. So you now know, okay, after 21 days, this is what's going to happen. My choice. Do I want him to have that? Do I not want him to have that? So, you know, when I view sex within kink, I think a huge part of that is having that knowledge of anatomy and, you know, fucking mood and shit. So that you, the top, can get your desired result.
Okay. Okay, I agree.
I didn't make a good point, didn't I?
No. I'm just there's more. There's got to be more.
There is.
So is your assertion then that tops use sex simply as a means to an end?
I don't think.
It can be a tool.
It can. Yes, I think it can be. It can be. I don't think it's the sole tool. No. Absolutely not.
That would be a very shallow tool bag. Oh, it would be a shallow tool. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How about when you bottoms use sex to control a situation?
Please elaborate.
I don't think it's necessarily you. Mostly because you, on the spectrum of dominant and submission, the spectrum of which I've spoken in the past, where I believe much like the Kinsey scale of hetero and homosexuality, there is the spectrum of dominance to submission. And it's like a ruler, and then there's your super dominant over here, your super submissive over here, and then we all kind of fall somewhere in the middle. Additionally, it's a sliding rule, which means it is relative to whomever you're around. You can be more or less submissive or dominant depending on the person you're with. Like, you can bow to whoever the alpha is, even if traditionally you're an alpha in a group, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
You consistently fall like within the last 25 percentile of that scale, or to the top 25%, 75 percentile of the submissive scale. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be really odd for you to manipulate and control a situation when there is an alpha, a dominant.
Right.
It certainly wouldn't be your comfort level.
No.
And I can't see it actually where I could be laughable if you did that with me. I'd be like, really? Okay, how's that going to work out for you? Don't give me that look. Don't give me that look.
Mental note.
Oh, you take that mental note. Again, how's that going to work out for you?
It's actually going to work out perfectly fine, I think.
I'm going to go home and masturbate. Look at me, mistress.
Fucking had an orgasm this morning. Had an orgasm last night. Had an orgasm the night before that. What?
am I supposed to somehow feel like I feel bad about this?
No.
So what is this? The fuck you to me because you had all these orgasms.
No, it's not.
Oh my God. Go have 20 tonight. That's awesome.
It's not a fuck you to you. It's not.
Go
it's
get a
so
Simeon
is not.
And ride it every night while you watch TV.
Oh my God. It's not a fuck you. It's a hey. I can do this.
That is fantastic, except for the fact that that conversation sprouted out of you trying to usurp me somehow.
I'm
just saying,
I'm so confused
this is
right
why
now.
I would win every debate ever. And I'm just kidding. Anyway, shall we focus, Shiny? For fuck's sake. I don't even know what we're talking about. What was just
we were talking about sex.
Submissives. So, I'm just trying to figure out how to say this without sounding like a total bitch.
Just say it.
I love men. I do. I love them so much. But they can, in fact, be very easily manipulated when it comes to sex.
Uh-huh.
Because they like it a lot. And
there's a lot to like.
There is a lot to like. And they, traditionally, this is all blanket statements, by the way. Please direct all of your inquiries to fuckoff@idontgiveashit.com. So because, it's such a driving force, sexually is such a driving force, and they want to sow their seed, whatever kind of base primal urge is there. A woman could, even a submissive woman, could easily use that to get what she wants, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Does she really want, him to fuck her really hard? Okay, well, if she's bratty, then maybe he'll do that to shut her up. Does she really, want him to eat her pussy? If she does A, B, C, D, does that happen? Now, and I've seen that. And it if you're blinded by the sex, by your desire for the sex, you may not see the pattern and therefore account for it. Say, okay, well, they're going to do this, but you can turn it into a way where you can turn their brattiness into you still are maintaining the situation, which, it takes a certain amount of observation. But I'll be the first to say that if I'm really, 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 really horny and I'm really, really, really distracted by sex, I'm like, I can't see anything but the penis in front of me, Why do you shake your head at me?
Because this sounds like you could be very easily manipulated with sex.
I can, and I have. Because I can. Because it's like, what doesn't bother me is that in the end, did I get what I wanted? Yeah, I got fucked, six ways till Sunday, and I loved it. I don't give a shit. It's cool. Whatevs. So it's a win-win. They got what they wanted. I got what I wanted. Hey, high five, ass slap. See you later. Or not.
Mm-hmm.
Which sometimes happens. That's there's the dance of maintaining control, which brings up a really interesting subpoint, which I hadn't thought of during dinner because mm-hmm. I actually didn't think this one through in the middle of my glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
How did my fantastic point just disappear?
I'm not sure, but
shiny,
maybe. But I mean, sex is what, if somebody has a submissive with a pretty high drive for sex, it's a very simple carrot stick approach. I don't think that's rocket science, but at the same time, for instance, it doesn't take a lot for me personally to give into any kind of humiliation. It really doesn't. I don't need a lot. Let's do it. Let's go. Oh, what? We're doing this? Let's go. Okay. But, there might be other things that I'm not so excited about that the sexualized aspect that could be added to it makes it more appealing.
Yes.
It makes it way more appealing.
Yes.
Because I want the pleasure. Let's give me the pleasure. And if that means that I have to endure some unpleasantness, not like, some crazy, like, out of the question torture, but something that's just not unpleasant. You know, something that's just, okay, if I must, whatever.
Well, and you've been the recipient of that.
Right.
It's very much, you know, utilizing the Pavlovian rule of, you know, conditioning someone to enjoy something or to not enjoy whatever it is.
Right.
And if you use those pleasure principles in that, then you can condition somebody to, in fact, enjoy whatever it is you're trying to introduce them to. Caning, for example.
For example.
Nipple play, for example. Shut up or I'll sing Christmas tunes, bitch. Let's even say some things that other people have maybe looked up but haven't done. Breath play, mummification, anal play, which maybe they're afraid that it'll hurt. You know, there are lots of ways to approach these plays. And I don't even necessarily mean doing it in a I'm so eloquent. In a manipulative way. Obviously, everything is done with complete and full consent. We talk about that religiously. I have very few religions, but consent apparently is one of them. So I think that if you understand that component, then that is a very quintessential way you can use sex as a power tool within BDSM to transform someone's soft limits into not even just acceptables, but something that they crave.
Right. It doesn't take a whole lot.
It takes a steady hand. You have to work on it.
I think it takes consistency. If you want to create a pattern, you got to be consistent about it. I mean, you know, if I know that I'm going to get X every single time that I consent to Y, yes, please.
Right.
Yes, please. But again, I think that obviously that takes willingness from both participants.
It does. And like for me, the challenge is I don't like repeating myself.
It's okay.
No, but you know how that goes. Maybe there are other D types out there that are like that. I mean, I know a lot of D types that have very similar scenes over and over because that's what they're comfortable with. They like doing that. And I'm sure from the bottom's perspective, it's incredibly consistent. You know, okay, you're going to start with the flogger and then they're going to be spanking and then there's going to be the paddle and then there's going to be the cane and then there's going to be the whip. You know the how it's going to progress. And I would imagine that there's a trance in that consistency.
Yeah.
I'm just not that.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like I can, within a moment, I can consistently couple something pleasurable with something unpleasurable, knowing the limits and the likes and dislikes of the bottom. I can consistently do that, but I'm not going to consistently partner the same pleasurable with the same unpleasurable.
Well, and here's the thing, and by consistent, I don't mean repeating like the same exact scene, but I mean repeating the same exact message, you know, where it's made very clear, look, you're going to go through this, but afterwards there's this. Or, you know, that's an example. But what I'm saying is, you know, the means can be any which way. But the fact is that if you have a common goal, everybody knows what the goal is. Everybody knows what what they are trying to achieve. So that's what I mean in consistency.
All right.
Yeah. I don't mean just like, hey, let's just have this unpleasant thing just because. Or, you know, it's cool if you want that. I don't know. I'm getting distracted.
By what? Are you looking at porn?
I'm not looking
again.
I'm not looking at porn. Trust. Mm-hmm. I'm not. So not.
Why are you distracted? What's the shiny?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just distracted because it's our first time back in a while. And it's also our first time doing a show since, like, you know, not being a thing anymore.
We've done a lot of shit not being a thing. Fucking I threw you a goddamn birthday party not being a thing.
I know, it was so awesome.
Right?
It was
awesome.
It was so great. It was so awesome. I know, but this is, you know, we're here. This is just, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to say to that.
I know you don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to say about that either. But anyways, in what scenario would you see yourself having sex with a submissive?
phone vibrates.
It's such an opportune time.
I've done it. I have.
Yes. But I imagine it's, you know, perfect storm kind of stuff.
It depends. With some people, it really was, that was the, if you do this, you get this. And I mean, it wasn't ever put in that kind of way, but, and it's not to say that, let's say, I wouldn't have cared for that person, whoever they might be. I'm not getting into specifics because then it would tell a lot and I'm not going to do that right now. Yeah, I mean, it's, maybe it wouldn't have been my first choice because it's just like, okay, that's happening. So I should count now, see when this is over. It happens. I mean,
okay, all
right.
Let me then fucking rephrase that. Okay. When would you consider having, I don't know, pleasurable sex with a submissive?
When one was able to do that.
I'm asking you, though, because you're very much like, I'm not going to have sex with my submissives. That is your thing.
Yes.
It is very specific to you.
That's so, not, it's not just me. There are others.
I know, but you're like a unicorn in that department a little bit. You are. You are. You just are. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to be a unicorn. That means that you shit glitter or something. Or confetti. It can be confetti. I'm asking.
I don't, I couldn't tell you. It would,
what stops
have to be the perfect
then?
Storm.
What stops you?
Either I'm not attracted to them in that way, or they failed the kiss test.
Oh, the kiss test. Ah, I see.
It's a thing. It's like a legitimate.
Please tell our audience about the kiss test.
Everybody knows the kiss test.
Assume that they don't.
Really?
Jenny doesn't know it.
The kiss is the interview to sex. It will tell you everything you need to know about how a person has sex. Because it will tell you how gentle or aggressive or giving or taking or, because it's, and it's not just the kiss, it's about everything that goes along with the kiss, you know, how their hands go, what happens with their body, you know, that, and that's, it's a thing, and you know who's compatible with you and who isn't, or what you prefer. And it's just, that's a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. And don't make me talk about the PhD Dom, because I'll have to talk about that thing. Because that was not a good thing. A good thing. What are you doing? Are you hiding behind the mic?
Yes.
Because you're judging me with your judgy eyes?
Yup.
Judgy fucking bitch. Okay, so what's your thing?
Mm? What? Mm? What?
Mm? Wanna go?
Which thing?
Wanna go? I'll take you down.
Sure, we can go.
Whatever, please. You can't even open a fucking jar of pickles.
Yes, I fucking can. I did it. I did it. I did do it.
Once.
But I did it.
For the 20 other times you didn't. Anyway, so, I mean, but what's wrong with that? I mean, I know what I like.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that.
It's actually kind of a curse. I know what I like.
No. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I guess for me, it's fascinating because it's fascinating the way that different people use sex for the power that they have over other people. You know, I think in your case, you know, it could very well be, present company included, that having sex with you is one of those like, oh, would be so awesome, but it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Oh my God, I wanted it. It's never going to happen. What do I got to do? Oh, maybe I'll do this. I'll do this. Maybe this. Oh, this one more thing will cinch it for me. And then nothing. But I'm saying it's one of those things that, you know, it's the unicorn within the unicorn, really.
I don't even know what a unicorn within a unicorn is. I don't, I don't do that at all. I mean, like, I don't feel like I hold it as a form of manipulation. I don't feel that I do that.
No. I'm not saying that you do, because let's face it, us S types, we can create fucking situations out of nothing.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Right?
By the way, D types can do that as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's just different.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I usually don't. Like, it'll go there for a second and come back, but that's because that's me. I'm, you know.
You're you.
I'm odd in my own ways. But I So let me ask you this then.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you always want to have sex with your D-type?
I think maybe.
That's so non-committal.
Hold on, please.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I say maybe because, number one, you are my one and only, you know? You have been my one and only.
But you have entertained the thought before
and
fantasized and,
sure,
you know, and you looked at other people and maybe had these thoughts.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I guess for me, like, I wouldn't want it to be something that's completely off the table, you know? Having something to, like, hope for and, like, you know, want to, like, jump through hoops to see if maybe you can get it. I mean, that's a thing, you know, but I don't want it to be completely off the table. I don't want it to be something, because, you know, there, for me, it's, I would almost see it as like, well, what, how am I defective that you don't want to have sex with me? You know,
you would totally go there.
Because
you would totally go there. It's not about a defective you.
I get that. I understand that. But I'm saying in a relationship or in some sort of situation where, you know, it isn't really specific that, hey, this is not just a door that is closed to you. This is a door that is closed to everyone. Then, yeah, that is where my mind would go. Absolutely. Because then it's like, well, wait, what did everyone else do that I didn't do? Or what did everyone else have that I don't have? And I think that's just human. I don't think that that's something specific to submissives, you know?
No, I agree. I will accept that.
Right.
As a very reasonable statement.
Thank you. But, you know, in terms of, is that something that I just don't want it to be an automatic no.
Okay.
You know, I think that in these power exchange relationships, there is this crazy thing called negotiation, and you negotiate your relationship. Julie always says it, don't negotiate your unhappiness, you know?
Right.
And so, but you know, it takes a lot of experience and like life and stuff to know what you want and what you don't want.
Right.
Is this something that I would have had concrete thoughts about like maybe 2-3 years ago? Probably not. It would not have even crossed my mind that it was something that I needed to actually have an opinion about, you know? Now it's kind of like, yeah, no, that'd be like a really nice thing to have. It really would, you know? Maybe not all the time, because that, you know, I have like the forethought to know that that's something, for me, that's something special. It's almost kind of like a reward, you know? So do I want the sex all of the time, every single day? I mean, I don't have to have it, but I mean, it's would be something so special, you know?
Let me ask you this. Would it be an equal reward if you were, you know, your task was to eat your mistress's pussy, but she never went down on you?
Yeah.
That would be equal to you?
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
Yeah. Me and the sex are very strange.
Yes.
You know...
No delay on that response.
Oh, brother.
You know, it's funny, but it's different now. I mean, because I've obviously known you for quite some time and I've seen the changes, and part of those are, you know, for other reasons, but it's a little, it's different now. It's different. You used to be just, you know, kind of like, and now you're like, oh, ah, ah.
What? Wait, no, please, you need to give words to that, because I have no idea what the fuck that meant. I mean, I
speak, can't have a laughing fit on the show.
I speak a little bit of Mistress, but that was a bit much. That like Duolingo's awesome. Not going to cut it.
Okay, so you used to be kind of like all, orgasm. And then now you're like all, ooh, yeah, orgasm, you know? So does that make it any better? This is why I have no friends, people. Because I'm just a fucking dork.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hey, hey, single. 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 Just putting that one out there.
No, but yes. But there, I mean, there's a different... There is a difference for... Many reasons. I mean, primarily it's like one of the, it's just, it, okay, just going off of our topic a little bit. So, you know, this last few weeks, you know, of course we have, you know, our mutual friends that are like, hey, what happened? Is everything okay? Is everybody okay? You know, all that stuff. And one of the things
to
that
you,
oh my God. Oh my fucking God. People fucking care about you. Okay. Okay. People care about you. And this whole, like, well, they only talk to you. They only ask how you're doing is complete motherfucking bullshit.
No, two people asked. Swear to God. And okay. I'm fine with it because I wasn't going to talk about it.
But understand that you and I are also very different in that I seek people out, too.
Oh, yeah.
And no. You don't seek people out. You don't seek people out. I do.
Then I have to talk to them.
Exactly.
And I mean, I love them.
So don't say that they don't care about you because they do. I just seek them out.
Okay, go on.
Okay. But so, mental note. You're doing mental note. God fucking damn it.
A little.
but you know, my whole like orgasm to orgasm. It's one of those things where like, you know, put yourself in my position for a second. Where for the last 2-3 years, the majority of your decisions, anything that you kind of sort of really wanted to do but weren't too sure, anything at all, you had to run it by somebody else. Anything. And then all of a fucking sudden, not anymore.
Right.
It's just, it makes it one of those like novelty things. Not because it's a big deal. It's really, essentially, it's not the big deal. But when it's such a shift like that, it's like, oh, wait, I'm so used to doing things like this. Today at lunch, I actually did not pick up my utensils until everyone else had started eating.
You did it at dinner too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't have to do that anymore.
Exactly. And it's not one of those, it's because I'm so used to it. And now I almost feel like I have to retrain myself.
You do.
To not do that. So it's not that I'm like, oh yes, I'm going to stick it to the man that I can have the orgasms. It's not like that.
Now I'm a man.
Jesus.
But I can tell you I'm not a man.
I know that. I have seen that.
Yes.
But do you get what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't taking it personally, but and my comment had nothing to do post breakup. My comment had to do pre breakup.
Okay.
There's the two worlds of Nancy in the orgasms, and you know the reasoning for the change and stuff, and so but that was definitely
okay. I just wanted to be clear on that. Oh my God.
Go ahead and vape your thing, non-smoker. Non-smoker. I want some of that. I want some of that. Except for spearmint, and I don't like spearmint.
In our last few minutes, you remember that one time that...
At band camp?
At the dungeon, where people were straight up fucking. And...
They were okay. Fucking.
Well, there was...
I'm having... Because it's happened more than once. So, I mean, that automatically limits the dungeon it can be at stuff. So it's like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was the one time that we were doing, you know, the colored commentary on the couch. And like, do you think she's really getting off? Maybe she's not getting off.
That was pretty awesome, actually. It was fantastic. I certainly am a big fan of color commentary, especially when it's particularly snarky. I happen to think that we're very good at that. That's why our show is successful.
Air five.
Boom. All right, go on.
And it was one of the, we really, we stopped in the middle of what we were doing.
We did.
To look.
Yeah.
it was just different. And there was many different reasons for that. And for me, one of them was like, because I find sex to be a very special, intimate thing. And
that you want to watch all your friends do.
That I want to watch all my friends do because I want to be special and intimate with them, obviously. But it was just something that made you stop in your tracks. The fact that people were having sex. And so I find it odd that something like that, you know, we stop and we look, we want to watch. It's very, there's something about it. But then at the same time, you know, our kink is sexually charged. How different is that from people straight up fucking?
And see, that's where, I mean, our kink isn't, I don't necessarily think that our kink is automatically sexually charged. I think that it can be, but when I play with people, it's not automatically sexually charged. And maybe that's a dysfunction in me, but it's not. It's not, I look at that power exchange on a very pure basis, that it does not have to do with sex. Can there be a sexual component to it? Yes, but that makes it a very different kind of play, in my opinion. That's me. And again, I'm a unicorn wrapped in bacon wrapped in, I don't know, but apparently it's weird. So I don't have an answer for that.
Dude, like I added bacon. Bacon. What?
I'm going to drink out of my seahorse cup now. Thank you.
I actually have four cups here. Four cups. This is a turtle one. It's very cute. Race to the finish to find the two matching turtles. These aren't that good. Why are you so fascinated by it? These are not that good.
I love them. They're so cute.
All right. Then you need to come up with new ones with new animals.
Will you buy?
Damn it, I can't actually do that. Fuck. That would have been such a fun thing to do.
We can still do
in the schoolroom.
We can still do fun stuff like this after our crazy talk.
Mandate it, you know. It's not the same.
It's not the same. But we can still play.
We're running out of the time.
We are running out of time.
I feel like this was very what the fucky, but I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care.
I'm just glad we're back.
I'm glad we're back. We're going to be back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
You know, so that means you have to actually probably go back and listen to all of our old episodes because, you know, you'll be Jones and Rose next week.
Or, you know, watch out for our tweets and stuff.
Right. Well, because, you know, she's tweeting like a whore now.
Oh, my God. It's like that guilt trip that will never end with you.
You know, I'm kidding. I don't give a shit. It doesn't bother me
at all. All of the things.
Yes, I've noticed, and that's fine. I've reblogged some of your shit. But you're Catholic, so I can't not go the guilt route occasionally. It's just fun. Because I'm a sadist. See how that works. See? Everybody wins. Yeah. So, you know, we gotta figure out the fuck we're gonna... I kind of like this every other week thing. Because then we have more time to push off coming up with what we're going to talk on the show.
And still do it at dinner
and
right before.
At dinner. Oh, fuck, what are we going to talk about? Maybe we'll have guests on because we always have people that want to come on.
Yeah.
That's always
and
fun.
And we really, really are so happy
to be Andrew.
Back. Andrew. Done.
Calling it now. I want Andrew on.
Okay.
Want him on.
This will happen.
And Chewy.
Yes.
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 I want Chewy and Andrew on.
Together or separate?
Well, if it's together, we have absolutely nothing to say. There is no room for us to speak if Andrew and Chewy are on. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Sitting back, letting them do their thing.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that.
We're really happy and we love Skid Row and we love Jeremy so fucking much.
And we love Jenny.
So much.
Jenny's our engineer. She's fantastic.
She's the cutest.
She really is. I love her hair.
I still want to watch her and her boyfriend fuck.
Oh, yeah, because he's adorable, too.
Right?
They'd be adorable together. I think that she probably makes little, like, mouse sounds. Right? Don't you think that she does? Like, it's like, be so funny. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't, but that'd be awesome.
Yes.
And then we can do color commentary.
Yes.
But in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, because we like
it. It wouldn't be negative. We do really nice color commentary sometimes. Remember when we were into that swingers party and we saw that one couple?
Dude.
Right? Yeah. It was like... What's going on? And did he? Oh my God. And then did you see? And it was so cool.
Yeah.
That was
mega
nice.
Impressed.
It was really impressive. There's some good, that's one of the good things about swingers parties. You see some good shit. Sometimes you don't. So
right.
Yeah.
Man. Well, I guess that's it.
Oh shit. That is it.
Yeah.
But we love you, internet world.
So much.
And Skid Row.
Very much.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.